Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out a bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad locks, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Quicken Loans Studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Carver, High and Mafia, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. People dress the best badge, direct to drive it, some kind of fashion, check it up, should do all my friends that come around, fight the party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, the town to tatter, my breath is splattered all over Manhattan, should it be? Are you with us tonight from New York? Let's call Red Eye Love at 855. 212-4-CBS, 4227 to get on. Al Bernstein from Showtime joins us tonight, legend. Not only is he talking about Danny Garcia and Brandon Rios this weekend in Vegas, but I think, Carver High, that your boy is performing again. Al is singing love songs in the nightclub. I mean, your boy over here. Have you ever seen him live like I have? It's incredible.
I have not. He'll be at the Tuscany.
The Tuscany will be absolutely soaking wet with tears flowing when Al Bernstein starts busting off favorites. He's great. I've seen him live in Vegas sing. He's got a great voice, man. My man can sing. He knows I've seen him live, too. I think I'm the one of the few.
He invited you to come see him Friday night. He thought you might be out there.
I like seeing him live. He's great. Much like I like seeing the spirit of the king, as you know, Carver High. I like seeing my friends that perform in Las Vegas, the spirit of the king, Elvis. And Al Bernstein's one of them. I've seen him live perform in a, you know, like a nightclub, piano bar type atmosphere, really dimly lit, candles, tuxedo, the whole deal. Him singing songs all night, just fantastic, like Rat Pack songs and Sinatra, you name it. I'm not an expert on it. All I know is I seen him. He was great. He can sing. There's no denying it. Everybody in Vegas knows it's true. Good evening, Las Vegas. Carver High and I working on a show. I'll die in Las Vegas. We're working on it. We got a lot of work to do. We're in the beginning stages of our planning our hit show in Las Vegas. We'll be ranked 21st when we do it. It'll be great. I'm excited about it. You know what, Mafia? It turns out our music was ranked first. It's the personalities that are ranked 21st. Thank you. Mafia, how do you feel tonight? I'm in atrophy. I got a little, I'm going to have to get over it. Do you think, because I'm starting to get out of it. Like, I was in a rut there for about an hour where I felt, like, really beat up from that basketball.
I'm okay. I was a little drained afterwards, but once I started hydrating again, I feel good.
Did you notice that, because we never took breaks, there was no timeouts,
just an hour
no free,
straight, full court.
Full court streaming, there was no free throw, none of that, just full-on basketball.
Absolutely.
It doesn't get any harder than that on an NBA court.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
I was shot.
And I was going hard both ways.
I think at one point you yelled, "You're at half court giving me advice, get back." And I was like, "Make a shot, you femme," and you're like, "Screw you."
That's pretty much word for word how it went, yeah.
Pretty much?
Pretty much.
Like Rondo and IT tonight fighting?
Except we're on the same team.
Oh, well. I got to tell you, on that last shot, that three, when I let it fly, after Reed flew past me and I got him up in the air and then I shot it, it felt good. It felt dead in. I thought it was in. Didn't it go in and out? It popped in and popped out,
yeah,
and then they got it, went down, shot a layup, and beat us.
Right.
I thought I had the winner, man, off my fingers. I
One
shot
time
that.
I was in guarding your boy, and he burns us for a basket.
I thought that was, I thought it was in. When I let it fly, that three, I thought it was in. It was all beautiful off my hand. I thought it was money because I hit a lot of them in the game. I hit a lot of threes.
You did. You were nailing them.
But I missed that one. Loser. Game over. So our league game got canceled tonight due to the flu. Bunch of people on the other team had the flu. There's people dying in the tri-state area of the flu. Did you know that, Carver High? There's people actually dying of the flu.
Had no idea.
Carver High doesn't care about anything. He's going on a cruise. He's like, don't touch me. Don't breathe on me. Don't sneeze near me. He's in full calisthenics mode for his cruise. He's doing a live show February 24th at the Offside Tavern in Manhattan at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then he's going on his cruise the very next day on Sunday out of the pier in Manhattan. Michael, are there rooms left on the cruise for a couple of old ladies that like to gamble on the high seas?
No chance.
Oh, Michael, we would have loved to go with your family on a bohemian cruise.
Never.
Reputa getting shot down again from Carver High, who's turned his back on the loyal fans of the show.
I had to. She's a
You're
rat.
You're like Doug Waite.
She's a rat.
What do you mean she's a rat?
She's a rat. She tells everybody what I'm doing at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't like that.
Michael, that's not true. Your wife loves you and needs to know what you're doing at all times. Like the Life 360 app, we need to know where you are at all hours. Anyway, my wife hates that thing because now I know where she is with her boyfriends and such. Did you guys take care of Valentine's Day? Everything under control there? You got that taken care of? I hit a home run on Valentine's Day, man. I was, like, right out of the park. I mean, like an Aaron Judge bomb into deep center, Carver. I hit it off the monument, like off of one of those plaques out there on the wall. A bomb I hit. It was such a huge home run. The hit I put on Valentine's Day was just a three-run bag bomb.
Nice job.
Thank you. Joel Embiid sits out for the Sixers, but they hold off the Heat with a Ben Simmons triple-double. The Knicks blow a 27-point lead at home and lose by 5 to the Wizards. Largest blown lead in Knicks history. New low for the Knicks. Nothing's a low for the Knicks, if you ask me. Like, we're like contemplating on this show if they'll win a game the rest of the season. Villanova loses for the second week in a row, this time falling to Providence. Are they a phony number one seed, Villanova, with all the losses they keep mounting against St. John's and Providence? I mean, come on.
Those are two bad losses.
They are not a number one seed to me anymore.
That'll hurt their chances of getting one, that's for sure.
Duke hammers Vitek. Kentucky is playing Auburn and losing. Are you concerned for Nova going forward, or will they be fine at tournament time? Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel will join the televised Spring League scouting event in April in hopes of jumpstarting his NFL comeback. Can a clean and sober Johnny Football get his way back into the NFL? Carver High, will your boy make it?
Yes, he will be back. He will rise.
You think?
Yes.
In a brutal loss to start the Olympics, USA blows a 2-0 lead and loses to Slovenia 3-2 in overtime. USA will face Slovakia tomorrow night. It's not the NHL players, but it's still embarrassing for any USA team to lose to Slovenia. You know what? I got to tell you, this is the first thing I thought. Are you kidding me? Like, seriously, we have no NHL players. Now all of a sudden we have expectations on this crappy old man team they put together, this rec league team they sent over to Pyeongchang to play hockey. No way. As far as I'm concerned, they have no chance to do anything except just play hockey and see what happens. And that's exactly what happened when you lose to Slovenia 2-0. You're up 2-0. You lose in overtime. We don't have a team. We just have a bunch of guys that have our country on their jersey, acting like we're some kind of badasses. We have no idea if that team's going to win or not. The women's team's better.
They're playing right now.
Is that on TV?
Playing against Canada on NBC Sports Network.
How's that going?
No score. About 5 minutes in.
Oh, I like this Prince. Give me some. I'm behind you. I will die for you. Ooh, ooh. You like it too, don't you, baby? Come on. I'm not your lover. I'm not your friend. Pharrell is something you can never comprehend. Need to worry. No need to cry. I'm your messiah. You're the reason why. Who? Darling, if you want me to, you. I'm feeling it tonight, Carver High. Woo! Mafia doesn't want me to have fun. You can see him turning down the music. He's worried about the suits. Don't worry, they're having meetings in Boston. Don't worry, they're busy. Assume that you believe Pharrell would die for you. Darling, if you want me to, you. I would. All right, I've had enough fun for tonight. I'm going home. Mafia wants me to get this done first. No one hits more winners than Pharrell on TheBench.com. It's that simple. What a deal. $35 a month. You get every pick, every sport, every game, every day. Let's check out Thursday's action tomorrow. Lakers in Minnesota, Denver at Milwaukee in the NBA, College Rack, Cincinnati at Houston. How about Arizona? Arizona State in Tempe. That's a great spot, Tempe. I did a lot of bad things there, felonies mostly. Hockey tomorrow, L.A. at Pittsburgh. The Penguins are on fire. Calgary and Nashville and Smashville. Don't forget Danny Garcia and Brandon Rio Saturday on Showtime. We give you MMA, daily fantasy rosters. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. You're not going to regret it. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I'm watching this IT and Rondo affair tonight in the Pelicans-Laker game. I got to tell you, someone explained to me, Carver High, how is it that they got thrown out of that game? I mean, it was no big deal. What was the big deal?
It didn't seem like much just looking at the video.
They threw both of them out and Walton.
Now, maybe...
Walton was a different call.
Maybe there was words being said. That's the only, you know, that was the only thing I could think of. They got, I mean, they didn't have technicals going into that, right? They both got double teed there. Is that pretty much what transpired? Because they never, there was no like punches thrown or anything like that. They were going hard at each other. I mean, they were being physical on the inbound. That's for sure. They let each other know they were there.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching it and I'm trying to figure out, did you watch it, Mafia? Like, can you explain to me why they threw him out of the game?
I really can. I don't know if it's just that they warned them and teed him up and they just wouldn't shut up or what. But, I mean, like you said, there wasn't punches thrown. There wasn't really any shoving. They were kind of tangled up. They got in each other's face, yapping a bit. But it seemed to have gotten broken up and not really blown up in anything huge. So to toss them out of the game, especially so early in it, it was 30 seconds left in the first quarter. I would have given them a little leeway there. I said, listen, shut up. Go back to your benches. Relax. I'm warning you now, otherwise you're going to get
caught. Right, I don't get it. Like, do they realize, do these morons, I mean it, these refs, this year we have seen this every night, have we not? The tension between the players and the refs, right? And the coaches and the refs. That there's issues. The 2 minute, what do? The report in the final 2 minutes, it's constantly showing their bad calls. In that double overtime game that I was at in Brooklyn on Saturday night that the Pelicans beat the Nets, two terrible calls at the end of that game in overtime, both of them against the Nets were both wrong, dead wrong, and the NBA admitted it. But what's the point of admitting you're wrong all the time when nothing ever happens because of it? All they do is issue a report saying they were wrong. That doesn't change the fact of whether or not it's a cheese sandwich, right? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, what is the deal? So I don't understand this. You pay money, a lot of money. Am I wrong to go see an NBA game? Do you think I'm paying $250 for two tickets to an NBA game? Let's face it, that's about what it costs, right? I mean, it's at least $200, right? You're going to tell me I'm paying $200 to watch Thomas and Rondo play basketball and you throw them out of the game in the first quarter because they got a little bit physical on an inbounds play? I just don't get that at all. I paid good money to see that game. I want to see the star players. Mavi, you know one of my favorite players in the league is Rondo. I love his game. And people say he's finished and all this other. I've talked about him all week. I saw him have a triple-double Saturday night. The guy does it all the time. He just is a playmaker and a finisher and a spin cycle. He is a great player. I know he's got an attitude problem. I know he doesn't like coaches or players, and he's in his own world, and he's got an ego the size of Texas, and he's impossible, right? But when they blow the whistle and play basketball, he's a great player, if you ask me. I think he's a great guard, and he's got a ring. All I know is that I pay to see him. Right? I pay to watch him play. I don't pay to see the G-damn refs do anything in any sport, let alone the NBA. I do not pay to watch the refs ever. I do not go to a game to watch the refs make a million calls and ruin the flow of a game. Explain to me, Mafia, tonight, did we not play without refs and have, like, the best game we've had in, like, how long, a year?
Yeah, it was awesome. Everything just... The action kept going.
No whistles, no free throws, no bad calls, no arguing, no nothing, just ball. Was that not the best thing we ever did? How about the guy in the middle of the game at halftime goes, why don't we do this all the time? No refs. They ruin everything. They ruin rec ball. They ruin NBA. They ruin NFL. I mean, they really do. And no one ever wants to admit it. No one ever just says it, that they suck and they ruin sports. They really do. And I know it's a hard job, and I get it. It's brutal to be a ref because you get all the blame and everything. I get all that. It's a tough job. Nobody wants it. And I know they have to have them, right? I get it. But as far as I'm concerned, we don't have to have it. Last year, we played two games with last season, we played two games without refs. It was the best two games we played all year. Tonight was the best game I played in a year. No refs. The refs throwing them out of that game tonight in the first, I have no idea what was said, and none of it is enough to warrant, if you ask me, getting thrown out of the game in the first quarter when I paid $250 to watch those two guys play basketball. I'm paying to see them play. I'm not paying to throw them out and not have them in the game. If you ask me, that ruined the game. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Tom in Pittsburgh on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I'm calling back again. How you doing?
Hey, brother.
Good, man. Hey, so I'm saying the NHL playoffs, I'm taking the Pittsburgh Penguins going a three-time right now. How you feel about that?
Well, I think that would be just – the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my life, except the winning it, you know, back to back twice was unthinkable. I can't even believe they won it again last year. And if they did it again, I would just honestly probably keel over and die because I can't take it. I can't take the spring madness of April, May, and June till the 15th of June when they crown the cup. I can't take the pressure of those games every night. Like, I sit in here and lose my mind. I'm stressing out. I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm angry. I'm cussing. I'm yelling. I'm sweating. I'm screaming. I don't sleep. And, you know, it's just not good for me health-wise. But I hope they do it. I think everyone should chill out a little bit instead of, like, guaranteeing that they're going to get it done again. And everybody in Pittsburgh thinks it's so automatic. Nothing is automatic in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nothing. Not even a two-time defending champ is automatic. Nothing is automatic. They could lose. I'll never forget the year. Remember when Philly beat them and they gave up a million goals? I've seen everything in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Do you think your team's great until they get their ass whacked? Did you think that the Chicago Blackhawks would get swept by the Nashville Predators and get just absolutely whacked? No one saw that coming. You never know. Did you think the LA Kings would win the Stanley Cup as an 8 seed and just dominate the Stanley Cup playoffs? You never know what's going to happen. So don't stress me out. It's like the middle of February. Leave me alone.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so our buddy Al Bernstein, legend, joins us in Vegas where Saturday night he's calling Danny Garcia, Brandon Rios, 12 rounds of WBC fight on Showtime. I got to tell you, though, Al, that I was talking earlier on the show as I was letting people know the rundown of that you were on the show tonight, that I have personally witnessed and been there and seen with my very own eyes and ears you performing in Las Vegas, singing. And I said that, I mean, we all know how great you are as a boxing analyst, but, and I mean, Hall of Fame, rock star status. But I got to tell you, I actually think you're better at singing than you are at boxing. Like, I was blown away. I mean, honestly, I saw, you know, I saw you. I'm one of the few. Like, how many guys in the media have actually taken the time to go see you perform live in Vegas? I did it, and I was blown away.
Well, that is so nice. You know, I enjoy doing it when the opportunity arises. It's always been fun. I started it, as you know, I started doing it back in the 80s before those big fights with Hagler, Hearns, Leonard, and Duran. I used to perform at Caesars, which is probably where you saw me.
Right.
And it was so much fun, and over the years I've continued it when I've had an opportunity, and now I'm kind of getting back to it a little bit.
Well, so tell us about the gig on, when are you doing it, Friday or Saturday, the gig?
Friday. Well, our fight is Saturday, so Friday night I'm going to be performing over at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, which is off the strip on Flamingo. And I'm going to be co-hosting this show with Kenny Davidson, who does a show over there every Friday, and he is a co-host frequently. And I'm going to be co-hosting with him, and we're going to actually be doing a tribute to Nat King Cole. We're going to be doing all Nat King Cole songs.
Oh, also Nat King Cole, you're blowing out on Friday.
We're going to go old school with Nat King Cole, and we've got a lot of great singers coming in, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I've seen you do your act before. Who are the favorites that you like to sing when you do your show in Vegas? Like the one, like I saw, I remember, like, unless I'm crazy, you were doing a lot of really cool, like, Rat Pack stuff.
We did a lot of that, and then I'll do, you know, sometimes I'll do, you know, the pop tunes of the day within reason. I'm obviously not going to be doing acid rock or something like that. You know, I don't think we can see me doing Ozzy Osbourne on a regular basis, but I try and, you know, branch out into pop as well. But I do like the Great American Songbook a lot, and blues and jazz and all those things. So, and this particular time, we just decided to concentrate on that, on Nick and Cole's music. So it should be fun, and I think it'll be a fun time for everybody. To the Piazza Lounge at the Tuscany, and we will have a lot of the boxing celebrities there too, so if the fans come by, they can visit with some of the boxing folks.
Well, I think everyone should go see it. Like, I've seen you do it with the tux on, the whole deal, in a like in a candle-lit room, the whole deal. I've seen, like, the romance all flying through the air. I've seen the whole deal. I was like, I couldn't even believe it. I remember I've talked to you about it before, too, over the years.
You just won you know the way to my heart. You just won the job of doing my eulogy, you know?
Right. I'm thinking about it. I'll be there.
You won the job.
I'm telling you, I can handle it. Like, does your family think you're nuts?
No, I don't think so. Well, you know, my wife was a performer for over 30 years, so she has been in the music business, and my son's a singer, so it's kind of like part of the fabric of the family. So.
Right. So do you guys sit around, the three of you, singing a lot to one another and stuff like that?
My son, she helps my son with different things, and she's a great harmony singer, and I really enjoy. My son's 18 years old now. He's a singer-songwriter, so he's out there doing it. And I enjoy kind of noodling around with him. So it's a fun pastime. And when I'm not announcing boxing, it gives me something to do to keep me off the street.
I wish I was there because, you know, I'm there a lot. I just was there for I was just there for 8 days and the Super Bowl, and I hosted the party at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
I know that, and, of course, you and Las Vegas have a rich and long history.
I'm thinking about, like, we're trying to come back for March Madness, same thing here in a month, and do it all over again. But I wish I could have seen you live again. You're fantastic, and I mean that. I enjoyed it. So what do you think of Danny Garcia and Brandon Rios? I got to tell you, now, I respect, you know, Brandon. He's a tough kid.
Yeah.
But he's up against something, I think, that, frankly, he can't handle.
The onus is certainly on him. Brandon Rios has had, you know, he is not the same Brandon Rios that we saw 3 or 4 years ago. He did have a break, and is hoping that rejuvenates him. the onus is on him to show he can handle Danny Garcia. There's no question about that. Garcia, who is himself coming off an 11-month layoff, and that's a difficult thing for him, but no question, Garcia is a big favorite in the fight, and Rios, who's a very aggressive fighter and likes to bring the action, hopefully what will happen is Rios will be able to do that and create a really exciting fight. Now, whether he can stand up to that left hook of Garcia's remains to be seen, but, you know, Garcia's had a lot of close fights against Herrera, against Lamont Peterson, fights that he won, but that were very, very close. So some people think maybe Rios can do the same. And while that fight is on the top of the bill, the one I'm most excited about is the fight right underneath it with David Benavidez defending his 168-pound championship. He's the youngest champion in boxing, against Ronald Gavril. They fought last year, and it was a fight of the year candidate, and now they're having a rematch.
Take me to March, early March in New York. I think the 3rd, you guys have the Bomber Wilder against Ortiz, the heavyweight title fight, and then that Charlo kid's fighting. Jermall Charlo. Isn't there two of them? There's two Charlos.
Their mom made it certain that we'd have a hard time distinguishing because she had twins, and named one Jermall with an A,
right,
and one Jermell.
Right.
So made it tough. But Jermall is the one who's fighting Yu Centeno in the middleweights. He moved up from 154, and he's a terrific fighter, Charlo. And, of course, Deontay Wilder taking on Luis Ortiz. Wilder undefeated, Ortiz undefeated. Ortiz is probably the best fighter available to fight Wilder other than Anthony Joshua and Joseph Parker. And as it happens, Anthony Joshua and Joseph Parker are fighting each other at the end of March. So the four best, in theory, the four best heavyweights, forgetting Tyson Fury for a moment, who's just getting back in the sport, the four best heavyweights will be fighting each other in March. And that should be a lot of fun at the Barclays Center.
Does Fury, in your view, deserve to get big fights right now after everything he did?
Well, I think number one, physically, he's probably not capable of doing it. He's got a series of fights that he's with a new promoter now, with Frank Warren. There's a different trainer. He's got like a game plan of pursuing a series of fights in Great Britain that will get him back on track. And then presumably, if he can stay clean, he had some issues with performance enhancing drugs and other controversies. Then
cocaine.
Correct. Yes. In addition to performance enhancing drugs, there were those as well. And so, you know, I think if he can keep himself on the straight and narrow for 8 or 9 months or 10 months, I think, you know, it, like most athletes, they get an opportunity to apply their craft, and we'll see if he can come back physically from all of it.
Who do you think, Al Bernstein, legend on the bench, who do you think will win the Joshua Parker fight at the end of March?
Well, I'm going to be announcing it, so I probably won't make a total prediction, but I do think that we're going to have that on Showtime. But I do think that it's a very competitive fight. You know, Anthony Joshua is a big, powerful man. But if Joseph Parker could get that fight into the later rounds, sometimes Anthony Joshua, even though he didn't against Klitschko when he came back, but on other occasions he's, you know, it's been a little tough for him in the later rounds. If Parker can put enough punches together and get him into the later rounds, you know, he may have a good chance at it. But there's no question Joshua is the favorite in that fight.
Do you feel that Adrian Broner has had enough arrests now to consider his boxing career just about over?
Well, he's going to fight again against
Figueroa
in this next go-around, if in fact it stays true. On April 21st, he's supposed to fight Omar Figueroa in what would be a very exciting fight. The question, so now we're waiting whether this latest incident will derail that fight or not. So far, it hasn't. Adrian Broner's life has been, obviously, the stuff that tabloid news is made of, and he can't seem to right the ship. Every time it seems like he says he wants to, he doesn't, and it remains to be seen whether he can do that before this fight. But he does have one scheduled, and we'll see what it brings. Adrian Broner is an underachiever in the ring as well, but people like to see him fight. His ratings are huge, and they like to see him. A lot of people like to see him lose, and he's lost three times. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think he's an idiot, but I think, yeah.
You're probably not the only person in America that thinks that, or the world.
Do you think?
I don't think you're the only one.
I can't wait to see Thurman fight again. And then I know you guys are going to do that show in the middle of May in Montreal with Stevenson and Beidou Jack. That should be a good fight.
It's an excellent fight. You know, Adonis Stevenson has fought not much and has often not fought the right competition. In this instance, fighting Beidou Jack, who was a 168-pound champion, then moved up to light heavyweight and beat Nathan Cleverley and really beat him soundly, and Cleverley's a very good fighter. Beidou Jack, you know, Scott, every time I see a fighter that gets better, every time they fight, and you know, every time in athletics, that's the thing that excites us when we see teams get better and individual athletes get better. Beidou Jack has gotten better every time he stepped in the ring. And so this fight with Stevenson is really a very compelling fight.
Yeah, no doubt. At the Tuscany Friday night in Vegas, you can see Al Bernstein doing Nat King Cole songs all night long. It's going to be crazy. You got to see him live. Everybody in Vegas right now listening, go check out my man Al Bernstein. And then Saturday night on Showtime, Garcia and Rios. Al, as always, my man, love you.
Scott, great to be with you. Next time you're on Vegas, we got to do lunch.
My man, Al Bernstein, the one and only. Check him out Friday night at the Tuscany in Las Vegas. Perform Nat King Cole songs. He's great singing live. You got to see it to believe it. You can't even believe it, though, because you know him as this boxing analyst, and then he starts busting out that mic and singing, and you just start cracking up. It's awesome. He's fabulous at it. Anyway, here we go. Portland and Golden State underway. Blazers up 8 early. We'll see how that lasts. Great game I'm watching right now. The Johnny, St. John's 70-69 at DePaul at the old Rosemont Horizon, which is now the Wintrust Arena. Somebody went broke. But DePaul down one with 2:15 and rolling outside of Chicago on the way to O'Hare Airport. The Johnny's trying to have a late season run here, getting ready for the Big East Conference Tournament in early March, the way they've knocked off Nova and Duke, and then Marquette. I mean, who can't they beat if they keep playing ball like this? I'm watching this game. Now they're down one, under 2 minutes to go. We got some good hoops going on. It's Pharrell on a bench, and this is CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.